This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got packed show. Let's go around the horn here. Frank from Access. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good. I thought we had lunch coming in today. Just heard that we might not be. So I told the person who wanted me to block out this day that he's bringing lunch in. I don't care where he's getting lunch. He's got 15 people expecting lunch. Guess what?
We better get lunch.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say. Set it up. Everybody wants to bring us lunch. Block out a day. And now, like right now, can't bring in lunch. So I'm like, that's fine. She can't make it. Stop off at McDonald's and bring up 15 Big Macs. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here. We're ready to go. What are you talking about today, Frank?
We're going to talk a little bit about doing things the right way, accessibility-wise, and, again, finding the solution. We had a couple fun cases here in the last couple months where companies were trying to sell people lifts that didn't need lifts because that's all they had to offer, and we were able to find other solutions that were a lot less expensive.
This is the first time you've been on air since I did that commercial for you about how Frank is not happy. Okay, that's the Frank is not happy ad. Frank's not happy.
I am not happy.
Frank's not happy, and Frank's pretty low-key, mellow guy. He's like you, Roy, right? About 20 years younger, and not as good-looking. I'm just saying.
But nobody's as good-looking as
it's
Roy.
It's impossible.
But Josh is a close second.
No, there's no shot. But it's like it's like trying to like summit Mount Everest to try to get as good-looking as Roy. It's naturally impossible. But you were extremely upset. This is the first time back in studio since I recorded those ads. Can you just tease what, commercials speak for themselves, but why were you so upset?
There's a lot of companies that are out there that are, especially factory direct, that are selling from either another state or even another country, selling lists to people in our area. And then when something goes wrong, there's nobody there to help them. There's no way to help them. There's no local service. And a company like ours can't get we can't get parts for stuff like that to help people out. So then we end up having to replace these lifts.
And it costs the client, customer, a ton of money.
They overpaid to begin with.
Time.
And now their lift is down for months at a time. And then now they're going to pay us, to put in a whole new lift because we can't help them with with the lift that they had ended up purchasing. So it's so frustrating to see people with disabilities or the elderly just getting ripped off, somebody doing that just for a dollar. It's horrible.
You got a phone number.
630-616-6249.
Josh, what are we talking about? Josh Herman, wealth building expert from BMO Harris. We've been busy this week with your team. Holy smokes,
great.
Have we been busy.
I know.
Where are you? You are on five. I got to bring you up. Yeah, we've been extremely busy referring a ton of our listeners to you.
Which we appreciate.
And we're going to talk about a bunch of different scenarios that listeners don't even think about before they get into those scenarios where it's a lot more difficult to get out of or plan ahead, if you will.
Starting to see a lot of that. Love to talk about our home equities, where we have a home equity promotion that's ending at the end of the month, maybe a little bit of business lending. And really, listeners, I encourage the listeners to call in and ask any banking questions. Happy to assist.
After I open up my business line of credit off of my business that I own outside of the mortgage industry, I have a real estate investment company, a small investment company, nothing major. I got access to $96,000 in like 3 days. It was ridiculously quick, ridiculously easy. I'll probably never use that money for, because I just don't have I'm not financing anything. But it's good to have that $96,000 available.
Absolutely.
And I'm at the 4th of July, Roy, listen to this, and Frank, because you both own your business. I'm there. My father-in-law is, you know, we're talking. He's like, hey, I got a friend. He's trying to open a restaurant, right? He went for an SBA loan. He's in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You think building code here in Chicago is mashugi? Wait till you get to Los Angeles. Forget about it, okay? Twice the amount of people in Los Angeles, twice the amount of headaches. This guy's burning through money like crazy. He's got $4 million worth of receivables, and nobody will give him money, and he's burnt through his reserves. Yep. So I'm just like, hello? Let's go. So he's waiting for his taxes. I introduced him to Prav over at the branch in Dundee across the street from my office. That's where we send everybody to because I can walk across the street and figure things out if things go sideways on some transactions. Thank God they haven't. But these are the and there's another guy here that listens who was your client, right? The guy you put the lift in for, and then his wife passed away.
Oh, yeah, Ralph and Sonny. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So his son's got a business, needed money for materials so they could satisfy an order, and they didn't know where to go. I'm like, oh, business line of credit. You know.
Yeah.
So both of these individuals are getting your team and your staff over at the Dundee branch in Northbrook, off of Dundee and Landwehr in Northbrook, their business tax returns, and it'll go through like poop through a goose. It'll be simple.
We appreciate it. You know, we've helped hundreds of our listeners so far, year to date. It's been fantastic, and we see this a lot. You know, a lot of people right now are starting to rack up a significant amount of debt on their credit cards, and they're wondering what to do because these rates are through the roof and no end in sight. You know, we're hoping towards the end of the year, but we'll see.
Line of credit, people living in a home with the 71% of Americans. I've been all over the radio talking about this on this show. Other show, 71% of Americans have mortgage interest rates under 3, 25, 26, 27%, whatever the number have. Of those 71% have the rates under 3.
Yep.
Okay, so, and they want to move into another home, but they don't have a down payment. A home equity line of credit.
Yep.
Okay, most of those individuals are keeping their home to rent their home because their mortgage payment's $3,000, let's say, with taxes and insurance, and they could get 6. And yes, they're going to go from a 2 or a 3 into a 6 or a 7, but you're going to use that 3 G's that you're making, okay, on your rental to offset the higher payment with the higher rate until the rates come down, whenever they come down, and you've tapped into the equity of your home with the line of credit. That's what our listeners
don't
understand.
That's a great point. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home, you know, in the next couple of years, you know, hopefully rates come back down, the market opens up a lot, so there'll be some inventory to choose from.
Yep.
But if you're positioned correctly, that you can come in and have a larger down payment than the next guy or lady, and
person.
And you're gonna you're gonna win.
Right.
At the end of the day,
we're gonna dive deeper.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Rainmaker here. We got Tonto over here. He does the rain dance.
I
think he's part Cherokee.
Right in time for your party.
Yeah. Right in time for my. Well, I'm gonna have him do the reverse dance because if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
You can reach out Joshua.Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N at BMO.com or 847-756-5512.
A lot of people don't know this, but Roy Spencer is part Native Indian. And he's got bingo money coming in. So this PermaSeal stuff is just a side gig. He's really like, he's really at the blackjack tables dealing, and he's calling out bingo numbers on the weekend. Because every time this guy comes on the radio, right, we had a drought.
Yep.
Right? We had a drought basically for the first 5.5-6 months of the year. Roy Spencer comes on. He does his little dance like he always does in Burr Ridge on top of their beautiful new building, okay, because now he's closer to the sun, he's closer to God, and he starts dancing, and it starts raining.
Well, you know, it picks up his business a little
bit. It's unbelievable.
So. And I understand.
I need you to go to Burr Ridge. I need you to hop on the roof and do the reverse dance, but just pray to whatever God you pray to between 6:30 and whenever the hell my sister-in-law's friends leave. There are only 20 of them. I can handle it. But I'd rather have them outside of my backyard. As you know, it's a nice backyard, instead of in my house. Not that I have anything against having them in. So can you do that?
They're probably listening, David.
No, they're not. They don't even know. My wife's like, where do you go on Saturdays? I'm like, I don't know. I just go downtown. I like to walk around.
Drive around a little.
Circle.
Can I just ask, because all this talk about mortgages and lines of credit and people needing to borrow money, why don't they, you know, just get a student loan, you know, because they'll give you $240,000 with no credit. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, I was on a couple weeks ago with Ray Kaplan.
There you go.
There you go. I don't see it. I don't see the problem.
Roy Spencer taking us right into the guardrails. Okay.
There's a lot of places I could go with that, but we're going to leave it alone.
I agree. I agree there are some challenges with, as I've said repeatedly on this show and other shows, for the qualifications to give student loans to borrowers is ridiculous. And if they went through the same guidelines as mortgage professionals have to go through with an NMLS number, National Mortgage Licensing System number, they wouldn't get the loan because you'd have to show an ability to repay that loan. But for some reason, we're giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to kids. But way to take us completely off track.
Sorry.
I went from you being King Rainmaker here, you know, Chief Rainmaker, and to do the reverse rain dance to you bringing up student loans.
Sorry.
That's right. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about sump pumps and more than you want to know, or but you should know. And specifically, since this is a real estate show, I'm going to talk about how sump pumps directly relate to the value of your home.
Okay. Can you also talk about ejector pits and how, remember that one day I took a picture outside my home and it looked like I had a tidal wave going, a sinkhole, a whirlpool, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And I took a photo and I sent it to Roy. I'm like, Roy, I don't know what this is, but this can't be good. And it was good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, David.
Right. It was great for Permaseal.
Grab that pen.
I'm walking around after show. Roy's like, you should do a visual inspection after every time. So I went home, I did a visual inspection, got to the front corner of my house, and I literally had a sinkhole going. And I'm just like, all right, Roy, I'm glad you guys came out and went subterranean on my house here in Northbrook. So let's talk about that, because that happens all the time. And our listeners don't know what the heck we're talking about, but it impacts the value of their home. And if I didn't address it, it could have impacted my foundation as well if it went too far.
Absolutely.
All right. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
800-421-7325.
All right. We're live. We are here. We're local. We're in studio. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is the best rated show on WGN Saturday mornings between 10 and 1. You are listening to the number one show Saturday mornings at WGN between the hours of 10 and 1. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200 is a Megapro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Roy Spencer coming up next talking about sump pumps and sinkholes and anything that you want to talk about. We'll be right back. All right, so let's talk pumps, or you want to talk about, we got like 4 minutes. You want to talk about the ejector pit first and then go into pumps when we have a longer run after the break, or how do you want to do it?
I get the sense you want me to talk about ejector
pumps. No. We could do either one.
Yeah. Well, I really, like I say, want to just point out that I was thinking about that. I want to talk about sump pumps, and people need to know it's really the most important part of your waterproofing system, your basement, because all the water around your home ultimately goes to the lowest spot, which is the sump pump. And the pump will pump thousands of gallons per hour, which means in a matter of minutes you can get inches of water. But I was thinking about that, and I thought, what's the big picture is that people are either not using or underutilizing maybe 50%, sometimes a third or 20% of their home they're not using, i.e. their basement or crawl space. And why aren't they using it? Because of fear. They're afraid to go down there. They don't like it. It's dark. It's damp type thing. Or they don't even want to use it for storage because it's not safe. And it's going to get damp, moldy. It might even flood and lose things. And that's a tremendous loss to the people while they're living in a home, not being able to use half or a third of your home to its full value. And then, of course, when you go to sell the home, it's hurting you on undervalue. So this all ties back to the sump pump. So because you have to have peace of mind, you have to feel confident. David, you don't worry about your bedroom upstairs, getting leaks or having water. Why would you think about that? But you have a roof over your head. And I trust the roof, and I trust my bedroom to be dry. No matter how hard it's raining, you're not sitting there worrying. You can feel the same way about your basement, and people should, and our customers do. So that's what I'm talking about, is that peace of mind and the extra value that you're going to have while you're living in the home. And then when you go to sell the house, the next owner can have the same value and peace of mind. So if your basement were dry, and if you didn't have this sort of Damocles, i.e. a pump failure, in the back at play there.
Okay, so how do listeners know if their pump is functioning fully or at 25% capacity, 50%, 75%. How do they know if they have a fully functioning sump pump to protect them against rain to make sure that water is going into the sewers and not into their back basement?
Well, most cases they don't, you know, and they're just hoping that it does. And it did last time. It always has up to now until it doesn't. And then you have a cataclysmic event that people never forget about. So if you've ever cleaned up after a flood and you've had inches or feet of water in your basement, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure, been there.
But most people who go through that haven't gone through it before. And they're like, oh, my sump pump works all the time. It's always worked. I mean, think about your sump pumps in this dark hole with a lid over it. People don't look in there, and they don't know how to test their sump pump, and they don't really understand the importance of that. And that's what I want to talk about. So they will. And they're not going to check it every day, but we will. And okay. We have a device called the Basement Defender that will actually test your sump every day. So then you know that your pump is working and it's working adequately. And without that, you really don't.
All right. We got a quick question here. Terry from Roselle. Ask the question, Terry. We got to go to news, traffic, and weather at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll pick you up on the other side. What's your question for Roy?
Okay, real quick, bottom line is my builder put in two holes. You know, I've got a sump pump in one, and he gave me room for a second one. I just don't know when it's time to put the second backup one in.
Ooh.
The house is about 6 years old.
Six or seven years old. There's a place for a backup. When's the good time to do it? That's about as good as a tease as you get, Roy Spencer.
This is perfect. Give me time to Google this before.
Google this. All right, hang on, Terry. Don't move. We're going to throw it over to Kleppen and Andy in the news and sports department. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We got a text message here. No Germany today, what gives? He told me, I don't understand what this means, Roy. He said he was going to Brazil for a BBL. I don't know what that means.
Can't you get that done right here in Chicago?
I don't know what a BBL is.
I think it's a waxing thing or something.
I think, hold on, we'll Google it.
Okay.
Where's Bridget? She knows all these terms, BBLs. I don't know. And then he specifically said, I have to go to Brazil for it.
Wow.
So, I don't know. So, that's where Jeremy is. He went to go get something done in Brazil. 312-981-7200. Terry, you got two holes in your floor in a 6 to 7 year old home, new construction, Roy. So let's just recap this for all our new listeners after the news. Terry bought a home for that 6 to 7 years old.
I built it.
Terry built the home.
Yep, built it. Yeah, it's 8 years old. I did the math while I was on hold.
Shame on you for giving us bad information,
Terry. Now I got to re-Google it again.
Now Roy's got to just change
it all up.
Okay, so she's in there 8 years. The builder has two holes in the ground. One's got a sump and one doesn't. So is that normal, first of all, for our listeners out there that know nothing about homes like me, even though I've built one and I've owned about five of them? What's with the two holes?
Okay, that's not normal, but it's not uncommon either. So the one hole, or we'll call it a sump pit, is where your storm water is, and that's where your sump pump is. And I assume, Terry, that runs when it rains, and you hear it pumping water out when it rains, correct?
So far, yes.
That's a good thing. And the other one is empty. It's a similar hole, sump pit, as you say. More than likely, that was put in to accommodate a future need in the basement. So if you ever wanted to put a basement plumbing down there, a shower, or bath, or something, the sump basin is already there. So it's just there if you need it. But that's why there's no pump in there. So it's probably code that he's required to put that basin in. A lot of codes will require him to put a pump in there, even if you don't need it, if it's hooked up to a floor drain or something like that. So it's not a problem. Does it have a lid over it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just so we don't have bugs and things crawling up out of there. It should be a sealed lid, bolted down and gasketed and airtight. So shouldn't be causing you a problem. But if you ever do want to add a downstairs plumbing fixture, that's when he would put a pump in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When
I moved in, he said, you know, this would work for a backup. And at some point, I need to take the existing one, move it over to the second hole and put a new one in the original hole, and I just didn't know when the right time. Is that a backup situation, or?
No, I'm not really clear what he meant by that. So you do need a backup pump if you don't have one. You only have a prime one pump in there. All pumps fail. And so you don't want to be going through life with one pump and a single point of failure there. But you normally can put a second backup pump in that same pit where the first pit is. So I'm going to stand by what I imagining is that that pit there is just there for future plumbing use. But if you do need a backup pump, we can put one in that existing pit.
Will you send somebody out to check out Terry's two holes in her basement?
Be happy to, Terry. You've got a basement. We can look at it and advise you on your pump situation, make sure you have a proper backup, and we'll look around the rest of the foundation, make sure there's no other future problems lurking for you. And the cost is absolutely free, 800-421-7325.
How's that, Terry?
Sounds good. I think I will call you.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. The phone number one more time, Roy?
800-421-7325.
Okay. Are you good, Terry?
Yep, I'm good.
All right.
I'll ask more questions when they get here.
You got it? Okay. And if you got any other questions, don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a good one for you, Roy. Irene in Lake Zurich. How are you, Irene?
I'm doing great. We were looking at a home, and when you get to the stand, and it's a finished basement, they've got carpeting in the basement, but when you stand to go down to the basement, it smelled terrible, like cat. And I also, they had like a little hole in the wall where I guess maybe the cat went into the wall over there and had a litter box. But I just, you know, I understand that, you know, you buy a new house or buy a house, you know, get new carpeting. But I'm just worried that if there's cement underneath, it's going to linger on. And I didn't know the answer.
Well, I'm not an expert on cats or getting rid of their odors. But yeah, definitely carpet, drywall, anything that was soiled, you're best off just, you know, getting rid of it. And
is there a musty smell in the basement? Like there's moisture down there as well, Irene, or no?
I couldn't really say exactly. I know that when you just, and the house was clean except the basement, and it's finished, and it's a big basement. And I'm afraid, like you just said, did it get in the drywall? I mean, I don't mind replacing carpeting if I buy a new house, but I just don't want that smell forever.
Well, we do have a great device. It's called the PermaDry, and I recommend it for all basements because all basements are by nature damp and humid, and that can cause odors and also lead to mold growth and things like that. So there's just natural humidity down there that can lead to odors. So the PermaDry appliance actually dries out the air and keeps the humidity under control so mold can't grow and cause some of that mustiness odor. But it also filters the air and removes odors because it has filters on it that removes not just the humidity, but it also removes odors and allergens. So it's called the PermaDry, and we're glad to come out and, again, give you a free inspection. We can talk to you about that as well.
Now, would you, that be something that someone would put? My son is looking for somebody to finish his basement. Would you put that down before you finish a basement?
Yeah, I would put
it all too. Is that something?
Yeah, I would put it in any basement. It just makes it healthier and more valuable and viable living space. So you're going to finish the basement or not finish the basement because even the air upstairs is affected by the air quality downstairs. So I can't think of a basement or a crawl space that couldn't use humidity control.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Well, thank you for calling.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. You've helped listeners who've called into the show whose kids have had severe type of immune systems and allergies, and they're on tons of medication, and you put one of these systems down in the basement. I'm not saying it's going to cure all your kids' challenges, you don't need those lawsuits. Yeah, David Hochberg said that Roy can handle everything. No, but we've had listeners call into the show and thank you on air about that
Perma-dry.
Perma-dry. And can you quickly explain what that is before we go to the break?
Yeah, literally that. You know, again, people sometimes don't make that connection. They're coughing, sneezing, or their kids are, and they think and chalk it up to allergies or something. But they don't realize that about half the air they're breathing comes from downstairs, where they don't want to go because it smells funky and things like that, or they would never go down in a crawl space. But that air is coming up to meet you, and it's affecting the health of you and your family. So the PermaDry eliminates it at its source and gets rid of the excess humidity, which causes mold spores and gases and other things percolate up through. So by cleaning the air downstairs, you make your whole house more valuable. And a lot of people are on medications and getting treatments for problems. They're going back. They have a sick house, and it's stemming from the basement or crawl space and that bad air down there.
What's the investment for something like that?
PermaDry is less than $2,000. It depends on the installation and size and things like that. But again, the estimates are free, and the quality of life change is, like as you said, you know, it's a game changer when somebody's on chronic medication or suffering. Just the quality of life is a small price to pay.
Financing available for that?
Absolutely. We have financing 6, 12, 18 month without, or 24 month even, interest free, and even long term financing as well.
Phone number one more time before we hit the break.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Josh Herman from BMO Harris. We've been, we teased at the beginning of the show, done a lot of stuff, a lot of business in the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
Different scenarios I want to throw at you for our listeners that don't even think about why they need to be ahead of certain things.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got Chris from Mount Prospect. How do you go about purchasing a second home? Okay, another opportunity to take out a line of credit or some type of other financing if you don't have it but live in a home. We'll talk about that after the break, so hang tight, Chris. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Josh, we've got a caller on the line. Chris from Mount Prospect. Man, we're all over the place. Roselle, Lake Zurich, Mount Prospect.
It.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. You want to? It says here, how do you go about purchasing a second home? So I'm assuming that you own a home in Mount Prospect. Is that a safe assumption?
Yes, and a quick scenario is I've been listening to you and your radio program for a while, and you keep saying now is the time to get your house on the market. You've been saying that since spring, and I was going to do that and then purchase another house out of state.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of putting mine on the market, but it's not there yet. It's not ready. And I found a house that I'm interested in, and I was just wondering if it makes sense to do this a little backwards, where I buy the house maybe using the value that I have in my current house, and then after I move, putting the house up and selling the first house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's called monetary masturbation. We talk about it all the time. So if you listen to the show that long, you know that I've stressed repeatedly to take out a line of credit, correct? You know how much I love line of credits. I talk about
yes.
Do you have a line of credit on your home in Mount Prospect?
Not on the home in Mount Prospect. I do not have a line of credit currently. I did at one time, but then when I was thinking about selling it, I went and closed that. So do I need to like go out and open another one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, hang on. How much is your home in Mount Prospect?
Ballpark figures are $600,000, and I owe about $50,000 on it currently.
Oh God, that's amazingly great but bad at the same time. So you've got $550,000 worth of equity. It probably cost you close to, I don't know, 50 G's to get out with realtor's fees and tax prorations and title costs, something like that, right? So you got a ton of money locked up. How much do you have in checking and savings?
Right now I have about $4,000.
Okay. So you've got all your money tied up in the equity of your house that that what the heck, what happened there with my tongue? Yeah, but yeah, 450.
We ask ourselves that every day.
So $550,000 tied up in the equity of your home that you can't access because you don't have a vehicle to access it. Right, Josh?
That's correct.
Okay, so you now want to try to buy a new home. Where do you want to buy the home? What state?
Wisconsin.
How much are the homes in Wisconsin?
Let's say $400,000.
And how much are you looking to put down on the home in Wisconsin? All of the money out of Mount Prospect, or you want to run with the mortgage?
I can go either way, but obviously I'd prefer probably to put everything that I get out of the house here.
Okay, well then play number one would have been, right, proper planning, would have been to take out a line of credit up to 80% of the value of your house, which 6 times 8 is $480,000 minus $50,000. You could pull out a line of credit for $430,000 and buy the house in Wisconsin off the equity of your current home here in Illinois. That's what I would do.
Yep, and pay cash, and you get a better price, quicker closing,
less headaches,
more negotiate. You know, easier to negotiate.
And yeah. Then when he sells the house, first thing to do, pay off the line of credit.
Well, it's not the first thing; it's what's going to happen when you sell the house.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that's what I mean.
You got a lien against a property in Mount Prospect.
Right.
You got two liens.
Right.
Right. You would pay off the house. I would take a look at to see how much the $50,000 is costing you on a monthly basis. How long have you had that mortgage there, Chris?
Since 2005.
Okay, holy smoke. So what's the principal and interest on that?
Principal and interest on the mortgage only, not including the real estate taxes, is about $800.
Okay, you can knock that down to about $350 with the line of credit, right? So what I would do is I would take, because right now you don't care about, yes, you're paying a lot of principal down, and there are some people listening going, what are you doing that? You got 18 years of principal being paid down. Right. It's paying a bulk down. You're selling the home, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're selling the home, right? It's trying to keep as much money in your pocket as possible. You got at least 5 to 10, 15 G's moving from Illinois to Wisconsin, okay?
Yeah.
The movers are not going to do it for free, and they're not working on $450 an hour. Okay, so to pack up your stuff in Illinois, and if you're like me, you're now hiring people to move you. I'm done moving people. I'm 56 years old. I've moved thousands of people. I'm done, right? You, over there, put that in the back of your truck. Let's go. I'll order the pizzas and the beer and the sodas.
It.
Okay, let's go. I'll meet you at the other place. I'm hopping in my car with the air conditioner on. Have a nice day. I'll meet you there. Okay, so that's the way I roll. But I'm just saying, when you're moving here, Chris, right, the line of credit is the way to go. Okay?
Yeah.
The line of credit, that's why, listeners, you need to have a line of credit against your home so you have it for emergency and certain situations that you never thought you'd need them, like Chris buying a home. So Chris could basically pop a line of credit out. I would do it in first lien position. Do you understand my logic there, Chris? You're turning an $800 payment into a $300 payment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It's good advice.
All right. You're saving $500 a month. You can now finance another $80,000 on your line of credit. Okay? So you do that, you take the money out, you buy Wisconsin for cash, you sell it. Like Frank just says, what happens? You now have got one lien. I would pay off your existing loan with the line of credit. Sometimes you don't have to do it. You could tuck in behind it, okay? But in this case, since you're paying $900 on the first or $800, and the payment for the $50,000 is going to cost you $300, it's better for you financially on a month-to-month basis until you sell your place. Now, the problem is, you can't get a line of credit when your house is on the market.
Exactly. And there are some additional penalties.
Prepayment
if you close
penalties.
It, right. If you close it within, you know, a couple of years, then there could be a prepayment penalty. But that outweighs getting a new mortgage on your existing property and taking that cash and using that cash as a down payment. I think it's going to significantly help you because you're coming into the new house, you know, potentially with buying as a cash buyer versus someone coming with an extremely low down payment.
And then the flip side is, Chris, when you get into that new house in Wisconsin and you sell your home in Mount Prospect and you pay off the line of credit, okay, you go back to that same bank and open up another line of credit on your Wisconsin house up to 80% of the value, so you have it there for other future investment opportunities.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. This is really helpful. I appreciate it.
And one other aspect is that, you know, given where the rate environment is that if you're doing this now, we're hoping that rates are going to start coming down next year.
Yes.
So you keep the line of credit for it a little bit, you buy the new house, okay, and you're able to then wait a little bit, lock it up, and put a mortgage on the new house if needed.
Yeah.
Or a line of credit, depending on which direction, you know, and what the environment is at that time.
Whatever you want to do. But having the line of credit, this is a perfect example. If you go to BMO, right, if you put the house on the market before you take out the line of credit, Chris, you're not going to get the line of credit because no lender is going to do a loan against a house that's listed. Okay? So you got to do this beforehand. And if you close it down before 36 months, they're going to charge you a prepayment penalty. But the grand scheme of thing is the prepayment penalty is going to gain you access. I know we got to hit a break. If you say we got to hit a break, I'm going to come in there and throw a stapler at your head. So if you close it down, which obviously you will pay a penalty. Okay?
Right.
But that's the cost of doing business. And then what you should do, the right thing, is then thank them for the business by going to them after you close on your Wisconsin house to open up a new line of credit so you have it. That would be the right thing to do. Okay, Chris?
That's perfect. And they have a branch at where I'm looking to buy. So
don't do that. Go to Prov and my team in Northbrook. Trust me on this. Not that the other branches aren't good. And they're great, but we like to track the volume of what we're doing here on the show, and Prov is our go-to person, and I know that team over there. So hang tight. I'll get your phone number, and Josh will connect you as well. Okay, Mike? Chris? Mount Prospect? Chris?
All right. Sorry. That's all right. Thanks, I appreciate Chris. It. Thank you for having me on.
We found out, I asked Bridget, our intern from Northwestern, what a BBL is, because I figured all the kids are doing it, and why Jeremy had to go to Brazil to get it. And it makes sense. It's a Brazilian butt lift, unbeknownst to me. People in my generation, like in the 60s we were born, you just do squats, Roy, right? You just load up the rack and you go down, maybe blow out a knee, but your butt's tight. I don't understand what this BBL is. Well, they go in and put things in your butt and make it tighter, make it look good?
It's like implants in your butt.
Oh, there you go. Butt implant. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Butt implants. I could see Jeremy doing that.
Would it be soft?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Don't really care to find out. But thanks.
We'll pass on
that. We just wanted to help our listeners out who sent, where's Jeremy? Now we know. He's in Brazil. How ironic. He's probably having empanadas because we're going to have empanadas in about an hour from the empanada, the
Looking
Chicago empanada mama. Good segue. A couple of comments, Jeremy. Josh. Rent, wait for drop, pay cash. So if you waited in 19 for it to go down to 20, you lost out. If you waited for 20 for 21 to go down, you missed that boat. If you waited for 21 for 22 for it to go down, you kind of got squashed. And if you waited in 22 for 23, you kind of got run over for the past 7 months of this year because the market hasn't slowed down yet. So we got that going for us. What does it cost annually to maintain the inactive real estate line of credit from 847?
$75.
$75 a year. Okay. 630. What is the name of the person I should speak to at BMO Northbrook for a line of credit? That would be Prov.
Correct.
Pravit Kapoor, I think that's her name.
That's correct. She's the branch manager there. You know, you can reach out to me. We have conversations almost on a daily basis. She runs a team that specializes in managing all of WGN's
inflow.
Handles it terrifically. Runs a tight ship and moves very exponentially on all the requests.
And has me 100 yards away across the street from Dundee.
And she's really, really great.
Not a good place to be.
And a lot has to do with, you know, it's not just the bank, it's who you're working with. We were talking about that kind of in the break, but, you know, a lot has to do with who your advisor is and who your banker is. You know, there's a lot of conversations with underwriting and a number of other things that if they don't know what they're doing, if they're not very experienced doing it, it might slow down the process or even result in a decline where you could potentially have an approval.
It's called relationship.
Yeah.
If you have a relationship with your banker and the team, I joke I'm 100 yards away. I'm literally 100 yards away across the street. But when there's a problem, they have a question about one of our radio listeners, I just run across the street and have the conversation and explain what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
And the one thing that really differentiates us than other banks is we're not selling anything. You know, we look at providing proper advice, good advice to our clients, and showing them the differences between, you know, if you do this product or that product, what does this benefit? How does this benefit you? And, you know, we're not pushy. It's how can we help you get to what your goals are and help you achieve those? All right. That's really what it is at the end of the day.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Spencer in Deerfield. Hey, Spencer, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I've listened to you guys for years, usually driving around in the mornings doing my errands. So I thought I'd give you a call. You know, like a lot of people during the pandemic, we bought the big house and the big mortgage, got some kids in high school, and I've recently learned that there's a distant relative death in the family, and I'm supposed to be inheriting, you know, $500,000 or maybe a little more than that. And I'm just trying to figure out, what do I do? Do I pay down the mortgage? Do I set money aside for the kids in high school? Load up the 401k, trying to figure out how to coordinate the house with all this other stuff.
All right, quick question for you, then I'll throw it to Josh. How much do you owe on your house, and what's the rate?
I owe about $600 on the house. It's worth about $900, and I think the rate from a couple of years ago is like the mid-threes.
Okay. So you don't have enough money to pay it off. You've got a ridiculously great rate, and you could probably earn more on other alternative investments than paying down your mortgage, because if you paid down your mortgage $500,000, you'd have to recast it, but you could probably put that money to better use elsewhere. Josh, your dime, your dance floor, your expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. First, I would start off with, you know, depending on – do you have a trust at all in place? Or just
I don't know what that is. I'm hearing that there's some – trust thing out of state that's holding up distributing all the money to these various family members, but I don't have anything like that.
So the money's in a trust that he's going to be inheriting.
Which we run into quite often. You know, typically I would say you would put a trust in place if you're over $4.5 million in net worth. So if that's the case, that's something we could definitely talk about. But you know, happy to sit down with you and look at all your financial aspects and come up with a plan. I mean, that's really what we were just talking about.
Literally.
You know, sitting down with our expert team to build a plan around, you know, what makes sense. Should we put money, you know, X amount of money on the side for student loans? Do we have enough in our 401ks? How are we handling our debts? And I think really, you know, my team and I can put a plan together for you and better give you some proper advice and direction and guidance while doing that. And, you know, there's no cost in that. There's no, you know, no fees in doing that as far as that goes. Happy to do that. You know, we handle all aspects on our private bank team as far as managing your investments, helping with your trust and estate planning. I could always refer out some estate planning attorneys to you as well. You know, these are the things that we specialize in and try to help give you guidance on what the best strategy is with that inheritance money.
And you're literally in Deerfield about 10 to 12 minutes from the Northbrook branch that Josh can meet you at. Okay, bud?
It sounds fine.
All right, Klein, hang on one second. I'm sorry, Spencer, hang on one second, and we'll get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, who's down the street as well in Skokie, and you'll connect with Spencer this week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Look forward. Thanks for calling in.
Phone number?
847-756-5512.
Didn't mean it to be a trick question.
No, I thought you were.
Phone number one more time.
847-756-5512.
All right, we're going to come back with Frank from Access. We got Mike in Glenview, who was on hold for like 20 minutes for a question with Roy. We'll go to Mike in Glenview because he hung up, then called back, and then we'll jump over to you, and we'll get you the straight run to the top of the hour. All right?
Hey, thanks, man.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right, is your sales,
I appreciate you.
Is your salesman awake in the other room?
I don't think, no, I think he's still right back there.
He left? He's done? It's like this. He's like this sales training sucks. This is boring. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. We got Mike from Glenview with a question for Roy. Then we're going to throw it over to Frank from Access. Coming back after these messages.
Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mike in Glenview for you, Roy, called in after as we were going to the break during your segment, and we asked him to call back. He's in Glenview. He's got some pump running too loudly. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We live in one of those developments in the Glen, and they're about, they're built in the 20s. So we moved here a few years ago. We've had the sump pump checked. It's working well, and we also have a battery backup. I guess it's real important to have backup systems. But the two reasons I'm calling is it goes off. Pretty often, number one, maybe every 15 or 20 minutes. And it's also pretty loud. We had somebody try and work with it. But in addition, in our patio, there is a pipe that comes out probably about 3 or 4 feet below the first, below grade. And it dumps into another pipe, which goes, I think, maybe down into a sewer system or something. And that's quite loud as well. I'm wondering, is there a way that either can that be switched around so it's a quieter flow in, from the sump pump in the patio, number one? And is that normal for them to go on every 15, 20 minutes?
Well, I'll take that last one first, Mike. There's no normal how often a sump pump would run. It might be normal for your house. It would be unusual for your neighbors to run that often or not more often. So everybody's water needs are different. It may be running too often if the pump is set up too high where it kicks on needlessly. It's possible the pump could be lowered so it wouldn't run as often, but there is an ideal height where that it needs to kick on so it can handle the water before it gets up to your basement floor thing. So whoever checked out your sump pump should have checked out that water level, so I wouldn't be concerned. You said it runs every 15-20 minutes. Is that rain or shine, or just when it rains, or?
No, it really doesn't. It's exactly the same when it rains or if it's going crazy out there or if it's dry. If you can see into the sump pump, unfortunately, there's no top on it, so you can look down into the vat. It's about 3.5 feet down.
So does it run every 15-20 minutes even when it's not raining?
Correct.
All right. There's a distinct possibility that it could be recycling water. You say it pumps out underneath the ground and goes someplace. It might be going back into the ground and coming back into the sump pit, and that would cause it to be cycling like that. So one thing we could do is camera that line and see where it does go and make sure that it's intact, because it could easily be clogged, broken, or offset, and the water is dumping out there and recycling. As far as the how loud the pump is, what does it sound like? Can you give us an impersonation?
It goes similar to the sound of a garage door opening when you're inside and you can hear it outside, but it's like pump.
That's good.
That's not bad.
That's
seriously, that's not bad at all.
It's that pump. You know, that in last part, it might be, did the guy recommend a silent check valve?
No.
Okay, there is such a thing as a silent check valve. So sometimes when the water comes back down, when the pump shuts off, there's water coming back down, hits the check valve, and it makes a bump sound like maybe the garage door. You did it way better than I could. But you might look into a silent check valve, and that might take some of that bump out of the less. The rest of it, the water running and things, that's probably going to happen. But again, we'd be happy to come out and give you a second opinion on your sump pump setup and your discharge line if you like, and probably makes sense to camera that line to make sure that water is getting away from the house and not recycling.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Since you're so good with mouth sounds, let's do 2008 RX-7 five shift. Ready? Off the line. Let's go. Ready? Right. We're gonna do. It's a stick shift. We're gonna. I'll go through the. I think it was a five speed. Ready? Ready, Mike?
Ready.
We're gonna. Okay. We're coming off the line. Ready? Go. 3, 2, 1. Shift. Shift to third. Okay, ready? What do you stop? We're getting on the Edens. Come on, Mike. We're in Glenview.
Only 45 mile an hour speed limit.
Yeah, we're dropping down on Tower there. We got to go. All right, hang on, Mike. Thanks for playing, buddy. You were awesome. Roy's like, what the hell did I? Why
don't,
did I
don't abuse my callers? Come on. Thanks for calling, Mike.
He's in the Glen. I could go have a nosh with him.
Love it.
Give us a call. We'll help you out.
Hang on. One other thing I throw in there is maybe putting a sealed lid on it. If it's open, you have it open, putting a sealed lid on it might us help with some of the sound.
Where do you get that?
We can help you with that as
phone number? Go ahead, Roy.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Did you get that, Mike?
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Mike. And thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate it. Hang on, man. 312. Roy's like, what's going on here? I don't know, Roy. It just comes to me. It's natural. 312-981-7200. These are my neighbors. He's in Glenview. He's over in the Glen. I know where he's at. He's literally.
They have high water lines there, so it's. My brother lived down the block, and his pump was going every.
Oh, really?
It may be required, and it might be necessary.
Yeah. And for everybody who doesn't know what the Glen is, it's the old Glenview Naval Air Station. Yeah. They took that airport, for lack of a better, it was an active airport where the planes used to leave back in the day for the Chicago Air Show.
Before. I used to fly my gas-powered airplanes there.
Oh, there you go.
Back in the day when I was 15 years old.
Right. Sneak on to the base. That's nice. Okay, nice job.
I knew people.
I'm sure you did. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. If you have a certain car that you'd like to downshift with me with your mouth on the radio, 312-981-7200, to MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got Frank from Access coming up next. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. The crosstalk during the breaks is very valuable. We learn a lot about each other.
A ton.
You want to share? You want to start, Josh? You want to share your inner secret?
Which part?
I think some of that is inappropriate for on here.
You got to increase the dump button. So, Frank, one of the things you were talking about during the break was business is booming. You're doing so well. You could afford to take on a number of different spots within your organization. It's finding that right person within your to fit within your organization. You want to dive a little deeper into that?
Yeah, we have an amazing amount of open opportunities within our company. One of the big ones, obviously, is technicians. We need people to install. And we, you know, love people who have been in the trades or want to come from a different trade. We were talking about auto mechanics. They make the perfect, they have the perfect skill set for working on ADA lifts. But even we even have a lot of young kids now that are you know, between the ages of 18 and 21 that are coming on into this trade, and we're teaching them, you know, how to work on different types of ADA lifts. But we can't get enough of them. You know, we need more.
If somebody could drop a transmission into a car, I think they could figure out how to install a chairlift, right? I mean,
yeah, we could teach them. It's the same. Honestly, it's the same type of. I'm an auto mechanic. That's where I came from. It is the same type of lift systems. So it's the same type of hydraulics. It's the same type of low voltage. It's the same type of high voltage that's going through that. The transmission and the gears and how the motor interacts and the belts drive. That's all the same thing that's on every car out there.
What is an earning capability of somebody that wants to come over, who's looking for another opportunity? Maybe they're like, hey, I'm tired of wrenching on cars and trucks. I can't get under it's too much on my back. I don't want to be out in the shop anymore. I don't want to be in a dirty environment.
It's hot all day.
It's cold. I've got to get in my truck and go fix a truck that's on the side of the road. I got to go to somebody's shop. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to go install chairlifts in a nice, dry, clean, warm, hot house. You know, cool in the summer, warm in the winter, not get dirty. You know, where's the money at?
It really depends on skill level and how many different types of lifts you can work on, but you can earn anywhere between $45,000 an hour or $45,000 a year. We're all in. $45,000 a year starting, all the way up into, you know, the mid 100s. So, I mean, it's really how much work you want to put in, how much you want.
And the best candidate is who?
the best candidate is somebody who enjoys working with people, has a great personality, because you're going into people's homes, right? You're going into people's homes who have a disability or they're elderly. So we want you to be personable and take that time and educate them and teach them and help them move furniture or sit down and have a cookie and coffee with them, right? We want you to have that type of interaction. So you have to want to do that. But you also have to want to work. I mean, sure. you have to want to install a lift in a timely fashion.
Do they bring their own cookies, or do the listeners supply the cookies?
Oh, the listeners supply the cookies. I got to tell you, the WGN listeners make the best cookies in the round.
What type of cookies are the best made by WGN listeners? Is it a chocolate chip with some nuts?
Chocolate chip all day long.
Let's just stick with the basics.
Yeah,
let's not go
so
crazy
good.
With the yeah. oatmeal and the butter pecan and all. Let's just stick
and
with
honestly,
like the basics.
And honestly, I mean, I'm so glad that this doesn't show the belly, but you know. They bring those cookies back to the office for me to enjoy, too.
Are okay. they double chocolate chip with the thick chocolate chips?
They're mini chocolate chips. I mean, they're just like Grandma used to make. You know, those original chocolate chip cookies, nice and soft and gooey on the inside.
What's the starting? So I might apply for a job. I'm like in for the cookies.
The cookie thing, yeah.
I mean, if you stress the cookies, you just cookies. Would have started out with the chocolate chip cookies, I would have had a job application filled out in front of you in about two minutes ago. What the hell's going on here? So, any type of background check or any type of thing?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that
we have to do. I mean, you're going into people's homes, so we do a background check on everybody. You got to have a clean driver's license. But if you have a mechanical aptitude and you want to learn something new, we're going to teach you.
Any type of heavy lifting? Are they bringing in these stair lifts in pieces? Or are they
everything's brought in pieces and built inside? It makes it so much easier.
Sure. You know,
modularly building within a home and getting it into a home. Honestly, the heaviest lifts are about 300 pounds, but we have mechanical devices to help you do that, and they're typically not going in a home, and you're always doing that with a partner. Most pieces are under 30 pounds.
All right. I want to take a quick break so we have a longer stretch at the going up to the top of the hour. Want you to dive deeper. Again, we talked about at the beginning of the show about how upset you are versus the crap that your competition out there is selling. Okay, and I'll say that, right, because it's garbage. Right, and what you have to do, you're the first time back, you had your the lady came in, she did a phenomenal job.
Amy was in here
last
week, or last
then,
month.
And then you were out with the mobility conference out in Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that was in Schaumburg.
Schaumburg. So you haven't been in since I recorded those commercials for you. So let's dive a little deeper into that, what those commercials are all about, why you're so frosted, why you're so hot, and what our listeners need to be aware of before we hit the top of the hour. Okay, we're going to go into a break. 312-981-7200. If you have any mobility questions, any type of mobility question. Do you do vans?
Yeah, we do vans.
You do vans? Yeah. Okay.
Anything for somebody with a disability.
I did not know that. Yeah. You got the lifts that come out from the bottom.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's down in Brazil getting a Brazilian butt lift, the BBL. I figured out what that was. I'm sure he'll look great. Josh will feel it and touch it when he gets back to
thanks,
give you
buddy.
A firsthand review, because I ain't going
literally
near that.
Literally firsthand.
Or secondhand as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And of course, it won't be inappropriate because I'm sure Jeremy will allow him to do that. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Frank 708. What's the number for this job? So a listener would like the phone number. What number should what number should they call for more information about a job?
Yeah, anybody that's interested in employment opportunities, we are hiring in Illinois and Wisconsin. So you can reach through our Illinois office at 630-616-6249. You can ask to speak with me, and we will obviously just said I'll get back to you and we'll set up a time. Or if you text into the show today, I will call you after the show.
Why were you so angry that you made me do that? Ask me to... expertly, if I do say so myself, voiced that commercial for you. I crushed that commercial.
Oh, I'm one so take. Tired of watching people. I was just talking about, right? We're hiring people. I want people to go in and talk to these, you know, elderly people, these people with disabilities who sometimes, you know, don't have a lot of people to talk to. I want our employees to talk to them and treat them like family and do right by them and just give them a fair product at a fair price. And there are so many companies that are coming. Roy and I were talking about this at the beginning of the show. So there's so many people that are just getting into this business going, oh, we have a lot of baby boomers. Everybody's turning over 60. Everybody needs a stair lift. Everybody needs a walk-in tub. Everybody needs this. I'm just going to open a business, and I'm just going to start selling lifts. Well, what happens is they don't know what they're doing. They go out of business in a year or two. These people get inferior products that are put in because these up-and-comers can't work with the top manufacturers right out of the gate. So now we have people who pay too much for a lift, who was not professionally installed, so it's in an unsafe situation. People are getting hurt.
Waited a long time for the lift.
Waited a long time to even get the lift installed. Then it breaks down, and these guys, nobody knows how to fix it. They can't get parts. They just stop returning phone calls for 3 to 6 months, and then the people start calling around, and they end up with a company like ours. And we're going out there, and we're going, I'm so sorry, I would love to fix this for you, but I can't get the parts. I don't even know where this thing was made, or it looks like it came out of somebody's garage. The only thing I can do is replace it. And now you have people who have very tight income. They might be living on disability or social security or whatever it might be. They can't afford to be doing these type of things two times, three times, four times.
They can't afford to do it once, let alone two or three or four times. Right.
So yes, it's very frustrating. I want people to call around and stop just talking to that first fast-talking salesperson that walks in your door. Roy was talking, too. He sees the same thing in his industry. Talked to Jeremy about it, too. It's just, you see people go in and you have a deck built, you have a bathroom built, you have a lift put in, you have your basement waterproofed, and it's done wrong, or it's done with products that just came out of the blue, and
Right, it's so much cheaper though, right? Yeah,
well, that's the problem. There's a lot of really good salespeople out there, and they know what to say. They say, well, we care and things, and by the way, we have a lifetime warranty. Okay, and people say, well, as long as it's guaranteed and I have this warranty, it sounds too good to be true. As long as I have this guarantee, and they don't understand or really can appreciate until you've been burned like that, well, the warranty is as good as the company behind it.
Correct.
And the service that you might get, even if they are in business, may not be responsive or satisfactory. And so all these things that aren't really talked about or even thought about by the consumer, so they just think, well, this is safe, I did my diligence, and it looks like apples to apples to me. But if you're dealing with a new company or a company that's not local and doesn't have a great reputation, or they're new and they don't have a proven reputation, and like I say, you're going to do this once. It's having your basement waterproofed if you have a full system put in, or a lift station, you're going to only want to do this once. And that's what you think, because you're getting a lifetime warranty. Well, good. Okay, it's done. But then when they call, we can't service their work. Okay, we don't know what kind of product. It's the wrong product and things like that. So basically, unfortunately, we have to tell them, well, unfortunately, this wasn't done right. That's why it's not working. We're going to have to rip up and redo the whole thing. That's just devastating.
It is devastating.
I feel your anger and angst and heartbreak.
Yeah, it really is.
Sickening. It really is.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating to have to deal with. Very frustrating to have that conversation. My sales staff is out there talking to people about trying to do the right thing. My service technicians are calling me up going, what can we do to help them? Hmm. It's like, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can try and pull out of our hat. But it's a very, difficult situation to be in. I'm tired of being in it. I'm tired of seeing these companies come in. And there's... in the construction world, there's so many regulations that are out there.
Sure.
In the lift industry, until you get to the vertical platform lifts and elevators, there's no regulations.
Come on.
No. There's no regulations that are being enforced, I guess is the best way to put it.
Who oversees that?
That's supposed to be the state fire marshal.
Fire marshal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you hold your hand up? No.
Well, I was just wondering, are there not codes? They have to pull a permit for this work?
For vertical platform lifts and elevators, yes, we do. But when it comes to chair lifts or ceiling lifts and stuff,
so no, they don't even need a permit.
Exactly.
Wow.
Come on.
No, I'm serious.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Wait a minute. You could install a chair lift that supports a 300-pound person to go up a flight of stairs, and there's no regulation whatsoever, and the fire marshal of your town is supposed to come out and say, yeah, that's all right. Is that's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, we say the same thing all the time. And that's part of the problem because, again, we have people that are literally selling from out of state. They're selling from Colorado, Missouri, New York, Florida, right? They're mailing people stair lifts and then hiring a handyman that's local to put them in.
Wow.
You know, who's never been even trained on the product that's being shipped out there. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like buying a car from Indonesia. You don't even know what you're
getting, right? Okay, question for you. Some of the questions that you should ask before the break, our listeners, right? So they need a stair lift, and they're calling you, and they want to call two other people because they want to compare and contrast. Whatever. Okay, I get it, right? Call two or three mortgage brokers. You know, Roy gets that all the time. Josh, they meet with two or three financial planners. Whatever. You want to do your due diligence. Fine. Okay, cool. Go do your due diligence, right? What question should they ask?
Me personally, I think the best one is are you licensed? So, I mean, we have an elevator license.
In the state of Illinois.
In the state of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And, are you licensed? Because if you're licensed to do the elevators and the vertical platform lifts, even if you don't do those, sell, if you're licensed to do them, then you've also been trained and passed all the testing to do the stair lifts. Right?
So are you licensed in the state, assuming it's Illinois, are you licensed in the state of Illinois or whatever state that you're calling from?
And can you give me a copy of that license? Because a lot of people will lie.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you have to, and any licensed company out there is very, very happy to give you a copy of their license. You know, anybody.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. You never thought that people would lie.
I never thought of it.
Oh my God, people lie.
I never thought of asking somebody to send me a copy of their license. That basically separates the men from the boys, right there.
Any business worth their while that has the license will be more than happy to share it with you.
Next question:
Are you insured?
Are you insured?
Because the same insurance that we need to put in a passenger elevator in this skyscraper is the same insurance you need to put a stair lift in.
And then they send me a certificate of insurance.
Send me yep.
Because people lie.
Are you willing to give me a certificate of insurance?
You've got to get used to this concept,
Absolutely.
Dave.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And the same thing. A lot of these companies aren't insured either.
And your guarantee is what? That you will install whatever lift that they get quoted for at or below whatever they got quoted.
With a better product. Yes.
So you want to call out there and shop around, great. Ask those questions and then come back to you for the last look.
Yeah.
That's all you're asking for.
All I'm asking.
You want the last look in the opportunity.
That's all I'm asking.
Don't
get ripped off, and I guarantee you our service team will be there for you. We've been doing this over 30 years. We will be there for you.
And what's last look? I know I say I'm in sales. I'm saying last look, right? What's what we say in sales, right? You want the opportunity to be the last sales professional to look over the other offers, right? I'll go first, right? I always say I'll put my rate in first, but then come back and let me review the other rates so I could tell you what games they're playing to get a lower rate.
Yeah, exactly. And we do the same thing. We're very happy to be the first one out there or the last one out there. We'll review your offers. Even if we don't do it, we'll give you our honest opinion.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, again, with a company like ours, we're not just a stair lift company or a lift company. We're a construction company. So if you don't need a stair lift and there's a way we can construct your home for half the price, we will do it.
And you're local?
We're local.
And that's what it's all about. And
that's what it's all about.
And you're and local your family
care,
owned, right?
Yeah, you're 100% family owned.
You're owned locally by two guys here from Illinois in the Chicago area.
No, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
You're from Milwaukee?
No, not me.
Not you, the other guy.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's right. But you're from here.
Yes.
Well, that oversees it. That trumps the Milwaukee game. All right. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to get a job, to get a quote, and to find out more about the products and opportunities provided at Access.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
312-981-7200. We've got empanadas coming in from Chicago. What's it called? Chicago Empanada Mama.
Chicago Empanada Mama.
We got Inez Melendez coming in with empanadas after the break. We've got Bob from Warrenville, Sue from El Paso. I'll tell you what, let's get those two callers, put them on hold. We'll pick them up at a quarter after the hour, okay? Or they could stay on, all right? 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's down in Brazil getting a BBL. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Kevin, go out and get the empanada from Chicago Empanada Mama.
Oh, I can't wait. You're speaking my language, Hochberg. Yeah. I love empanadas.
You know
can't
what?
Wait to try one.
I haven't had an empanada like this in years. So we've got Inez Melendez in here from Chicago Empanada Mama. And it's delicious, Kev. You better go because, you know, the salespeople here, you know, they'll eat the aluminum foil. Forget about it. So get in there. Head over right now. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next with Inez Melendez from Chicago Empanada Mama. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. If you listen to the show, you know we love home equity line of credits as much as we love local businesses and supporting local business. We have Chicago Empanada Mama in here, Inez Melendez. How you doing, Inez?
Well, good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for... So what's up with these empanadas? Where did this come from? You just decided one day, roll out of bed, I'm going to open up an empanada shop?
Well, growing up, my mom was, she was always in the kitchen cooking day and night. She just had a passion for it. She loved it. It was her way of bringing people together. She passed away when she was pretty young. She was 45 years old.
Super young.
And, you know, it's my favorite thing to do is to, you know, recreate her recipes and bring people together.
All right. So for those of Chicagoans out there who are meat and potatoes, give me a hot dog, right? Give me a slice and all that stuff. Who doesn't give me a beef sandwich, a combo dipped with peppers, right? Those guys that no clue what an empanada is. What is an empanada for those listeners out there that have no freaking clue or who aren't married to Philippine women like Josh?
Well, it's pretty much a meal in a pocket. We make the dough with flour and butter. They're hand assembled. And then I'm in there three hours before I go to my regular job in the mornings, cooking up what you had there, the Macho Man, which is
naturally
stewed ground beef with potatoes, and then it's wrapped in cheese and in that dough. Then we have a ropa vieja, which is going to be steak and potatoes stewed for about 2 hours. And one of my favorites is the lechon. We take the roasted pork and we roast it for about 9 hours. Then we broil it for another 45 minutes, and it just comes apart, and then we wrap it in that delicious dough, and that's what you have.
Well, I'm waiting for Roy Spencer's notorious for drinking on air, where we could hear him sipping, and I'm just waiting for him to take a huge bite out of the empanada he has in front of him so we could get the sound of the crunch of the dough. Which one do you have, Roy?
I have the ham.
The ham. Is it good?
Jamon.
Jamon?
I believe.
Jamon y queso, ham and cheese.
What she said.
Yeah. Ham and cheese, jamon y queso. So where are you located?
1703 West Chicago Avenue, right on the corner of Chicago and Polina. It's about a block west of Ashland.
Hours?
Well, we are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, breakfast,
long
lunch,
hours.
And dinner.
Wow, okay.
Then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Any liquor or no, a liquor license?
Oh, yeah. We make delicious margaritas, piña coladas. We have Esteban's Rum Old Fashioned, where it's a little bit of a play on Old Fashioned made with a fine, what is it, 151
oh, sure.
Don Q rum. And then we smoke it.
Really?
Yes.
Delicious.
It's good.
What's in the breakfast? You're making breakfast empanadas, or do you have like...
Absolutely. So we have la gallina, which is going to be a roasted red pepper, eggs, and cheese. We have eggs and chorizo. We have a guava and cheese. And all of the ones that are that don't have meat, we air fry them. And if you come in there and you want a Macho Man air fried, you just got to wait 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll air fry that for you as well.
Do you do catering?
We're not doing catering just yet. We're still a little short-staffed. I'm sure, you know, as you know, a lot of restaurants, that's our biggest challenge.
Sure, workers.
So right now we're keeping our empanadas exclusive. You can dine in at 1703 West Chicago Avenue, or you can order for takeout and delivery.
What's the website?
ChicagoEmpanada.com.
Even though it's called Chicago Empanada Mama, it's ChicagoEmpanada.com.
Correct. Or you can call us at 775-CHI-MAMA. 775-244-6262.
There you go. Inez Melendez with Chicago Empanada Mama. You have any questions, Josh? I know your wife is an empanada connoisseur.
Very good. Very good.
Roy, you want to comment? Or you please take a bite first, because that's more...
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Frank, The flan was
the flan was amazing, but right. the what did I get, the Le Chon, the pork? Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. And that, I don't know what you do with the I don't know what you call it, the breading, the crust on this.
Mm-hmm.
Super, it's crunchy on the outside, like super soft on the inside. I don't know how you do it. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Really good.
And the ceviche with the plantains, that's another special. Is that what country are you from? I mean, what?
Well, I was born and raised here in Chicago. My parents are from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And my family is are in Ay Bonito, which is a very small town in the middle of the island. I think the next biggest city would be Calle. It's about an hour and a half from San Juan.
So this is a staple in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is Puerto Rican food brought here to the west side of Chicago, right? Northwest? It's
West Town.
West Town.
Right near west side. Wicker Park and Ukrainian Village.
So these are family recipes that you were handed down from mom that immigrated from Puerto Rico.
Correct. Right. And, you know, the plantain chips we make in-house, all the sauces we make in-house, the dough, everything we make.
Well, nice job.
Thank you.
And I wish you nothing but success. When did you open?
June 15th.
Oh, wow. Mm. So you're 45 days in.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming, the love and support we've received from the community. It's been great.
Well, it'd be more like 37 days in for everybody out there doing the math. I know. It's a little over a month. Take it easy with the text messages, 312-981-7200. One more time, your location, your phone number, and your website.
Chicago Empanada Mama, located at 1703 West Chicago Avenue. The website is chicagoempanada.com. You could call us at 775-CHAI-MAMA or 775-244-6262.
And anytime you want to drop off like a couple of tins like you did of empanadas, the elevator's always open for you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
These are delicious. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck. Make sure your security takes you out with all your belongings. 312-981. No, this was delicious, and we wish you nothing but success. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We'll be taking naps in about 25 minutes from these delicious empanadas just to clean up some of these text messages. 847, Josh. I was a social worker from 1994 to 96 at an off-campus program through GBS GBN at the old naval base, and yes, it was so cool watching the Blue Angels practice. Thanks for the memory. Well, at least the second half. I don't know what that means, but thanks for the memory. So there you go, Josh. We're bringing memories back to our listeners. That's what we do, buddy. 312-981-7200. I got a HELOC at 7.44 interest rate. Is that a good rate, Josh? Your thoughts? It's below prime.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent rate. We do have some specials going on right now. Definitely check us out before the month ends. That might be able to beat that rate.
All right. Accessibility expert, do you do bath remodels or just walk-in showers? We never even talked about that.
No, we do full bath remodels because a lot of times we have to move out walls and stuff to make more space to make the bathrooms bigger in order to make allow full accessibility for somebody.
Got it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 312 text Roy. Please ask Roy about his thoughts on water-powered backup sump pumps. Roy?
Not a fan. They basically use your home water supply, your water main, to cycle through and turn an impeller to pull some of the water out of your sump pit. Yeah, somebody mentioned it drives your water bill up. But more importantly, it's not effective because at maximum they might pull out 600 or 700 gallons per hour at that rate. But your normal sump pump will pump 2,000 to 3,000 gallons per hour.
Okay.
So the thing could work. The power could fail. Your backup pump runs, but your basement could still flood. So there's no point in having protection and paying money for something that's not going to do the job.
Okay, 630, David, worked with our team 2021. We helped them refinance. They're very happy at 2.75. Good experience, great people. Thank you for the compliment. And a shout-out, same text, Josh. And a shout-out to Santos. Okay, I guess you have a gentleman or a lady by the name of Santos at BMO in Geneva.
Oh.
My wife and I just closed on a HELOC yesterday. The process was simple and straightforward. Another great experience. Thanks, folks. So that's from Santo in the 630. I guess my team, we did is refinance, got them low rate, 2.75. You guys just closed on a HELOC. Huh. So that is great. Okay, we took care of all these text messages. Yeah, it's good when our listeners call with good things like that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have Bert and Cherry Hill. Bert, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
What's going on, buddy?
I got a question. You were talking about using a, a HELOC to possibly purchase a new home or a condo or a townhouse. We would like to do that. We have a HELOC now, and it is with BMO, but it's a lot less than you said. I think you told a previous caller you could get something like 60 or 80% of the value of a home in a HELOC.
You go up to 85, but once you cross over 80, the rate goes up, right, Josh?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. How much how much is your home worth?
Between 375 and 400.
All right. So say 400. So 80% is 320. What do you owe?
Nothing.
You owe nothing. Okay. So I thought you said you had a HELOC on there. How much is your HELOC now?
The HELOC's for $100,000, but and we only owe about $2,000 on it.
And how long have you had it open for?
We had to. Pardon me. We had to redo the HELOC. The original one ran out after 10 years,
right?
And then the revised HELOC is was established in 2017.
Okay. It's real simple, Josh. What does he do?
Yeah, I would look at refinancing it and possibly increasing it if you're potentially have larger needs in the future. Now, you know, there's one the only reason I can think of that maybe they didn't give you the maximum amount might be either a debt to income or a credit score situation is really why, you know, when we look at providing any kind of lending, we look at your affordability and the ability to repay, and that might be one reason, or the appraisal came in lower than expected.
Or the listener only wants a certain amount of money.
Exactly.
And doesn't max it out.
Yes.
Like I always recommend our listeners do, take it up to 80% of the value of your house.
I know.
How much income you got coming in there, Bert?
Retired, so it's the guaranteed income would be, you know, basically Social Security and a stipend from the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And,
you have any 401ks or IRAs or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we've got 401ks. Not 401ks, we got IRAs and brokerage accounts.
How much you have in that total, ballpark? 500, ballpark? 400, 300, a million? How much you got in that account?
Almost $2 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So you could use the $2
million yep.
in addition to his income as assets.
We actually just, we were talking about that earlier today.
Right.
Another caller called in, and we, you know, I don't know if you provided that information at the time of application, but that's definitely something I would have a conversation with the banker with and show him all your assets, because all that gets included into your income rather than if you just showed your Social Security. So, you know, we'll look at the whole picture and be able to hopefully provide you a little bit more.
So the answer to your question, Bert, you should take out a new HELOC. You're past the prepayment period on your current HELOC. You should take it to 80% of the value of your home for one reason, because you can, and the closing costs will be zero. Okay, buddy?
Correct. In addition to that,
if it'd be zero?
Zero.
Your closing costs are zero. And in addition to that, if you qualify, maybe we could sit down and have a conversation, because private bank does offer a little bit discounts on some of the rates if you qualified and are with our private bank.
So we're going to put you on hold, Bert. Okay, we got a ton of callers coming in. Last hour of the show, of course, everybody wakes up and starts calling at the same time. So hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Well, Patrick will take down your information, and Josh will follow up after the show. Okay, buddy?
Thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling, Bert.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Roy, we have Dave in Naperville with a check valve challenge. Dave, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I have a question. Maybe this is a Manfredini question, but you guys are talking about sump pumps and injector pumps. My sump pump I'm replacing, and I'm buying a new check valve. The check valve has a combination shutoff valve and the check valve. and the directions say install in a horizontal position. And I install this like 12, 13 feet away from where the sump pump is.
Roy? Or do we got to get Lou on the phone?
So I'm sorry. That? Did you say, is this for your ejector pump or for your stormwater pump?
Ejector pump.
Okay. And so it's for your sanitary water goes into the sewer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your question was, you're going to put this in the horizontal positions, what it says to do?
Yes.
All right. And so what was your question?
Well, most applications I've seen have them in a vertical position close to the sump pump lid.
Okay, so in a stormwater situation, that's what you would do. This sounds like maybe a drainage line. Is that what the check valve is for?
No, it's for,
your ejector pump.
It's in the it's in the basement, and I have a shower and a sink that dump into it.
Okay.
Into the pit.
And so where did you buy this? I don't understand. Are you doing this yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And I bought the part at Menards.
Okay. And it says put it in the horizontal position.
Correct.
Because most discharge lines, of course, are vertical, and you're going to pump the water up, and then it's going to come back down, and the valve's going to shut. So if it was in a horizontal position, I don't know how it would shut completely.
It's almost like a one-way flow valve, right? It's just you're just looking to not have any kind of sewer backup go back.
Yeah, I can see that on a drain line. It doesn't make any sense on a pump line.
Right. How's it close?
Well,
there's no pressure.
The flapper valve in the check valve is spring loaded.
Yeah.
So it closes.
Okay.
Right. It's a one-way flow.
Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with that particular valve.
We could get your number over to Mike Epping and have Mike give him a call.
Yeah, it's more like a plumbing.
One other question about sump pumps.
Yeah.
Installing a battery operated sump pump, is good practice to Y that into with a Y fitting into the 110 volt sump pump, or should a separate line be on the discharge?
Well, if the pump, it depends on the battery backup pump. If it's large enough it to hold its own, some of them are small and they have to be wide into the other line and by design. But if it's powerful enough, you're always better off having a separate line. So that way, for two reasons. A, you can increase your pumping capacity. If they both have to run at once, you're not forcing them into the same line, so you have additional pumping capacity. And the other is the line got compromised or clogged or frozen or whatever, you have a separate line. The backup wouldn't fail for that reason. So if it's feasible, always want to run a separate line for your backup pump, and that way you're doubly protected.
Okay, great, guys. You answered my question.
All right.
Thanks for calling,
but hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Dave, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to hit the break here. Sue in El Paso, Dave and Joliet, we're going to pick you up on the other side. 312-981-7200, that's MegaPro's call, text and photo line, 312-981-7200. We got Kevin Wells in the newsroom, and we'll be back after they get done educating you and informing you of what's going on in the news.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get to Sue. Sue, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. You get two Mr. Floor Cleaning products, so put her down, Patrick, for two, because she's been on hold for like past hour and a half. What's going on, Sue? You're in El Paso.
Yeah, I've been doing other things. It's not like I've been paying bills, vacuuming, and I hosed my patio off. Anyway.
Don't go there, David. Don't go
pain
there.
Of the deck.
I'll leave that right where it is there, Sue. We're not touching that. So you got a question about selling a second home, it says.
Yeah. It is, you know, I probably am going to clear about $300,000. I'm 77 years old. I do not want to deed it over to my kids. But I'm certainly willing to buy two properties, and each one can live in it or rent. You know, can I do that? Can I buy two properties?
So you're selling an asset.
I sell a second. Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a second home in your name, and you're going to clear a lot of money. Is what you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you then, and then you want to buy two additional homes, one for each of your kids?
Well, yes.
To live in?
Mm-hmm. To live in.
Okay. Do you, can your kids be on the mortgage with you when you buy those homes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because then it would be their primary residence. You'd get a lower rate, right? Because you,
my thing, though, is I wouldn't have to necessarily take out a mortgage.
Okay.
I just don't want to pay one penny of income tax, you know, to the government.
All right. But burn it. Burn it on the way out there, Sue. I understand. So, Josh, Sue is going to sell a second home.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to buy two additional properties for cash, mm-hmm. not have any mortgages that we just found out about.
Sure.
Your dime, I mean, this is your expertise.
You know, that's, it's complicated. So there's a couple different directions you can go. One, you could do a 1031 exchange and roll that right into the other properties. I would speak to the accountant on in regards to if there's any capital gains tax selling the second home. I don't think there is, but I'm not 100% positive. I know on your first home you're limited up to $500,000,
right.
But I'm not sure about on a second home. So I would definitely bounce it off your accountant. If you are going to get penalized or have to pay tax on that, then I would look at potentially doing a 1031 exchange where you can buy, you can purchase a couple, you can move it into a couple different properties
equal to or greater value.
Exactly, equal or greater value. You can't take any of the cash back out of it, but it would go roll directly into the properties, and you have a certain period of time to identify specific properties that you plan on rolling it into.
Maybe a two-unit, one lives in each unit.
Yeah, that actually would be an easier play than two separate homes.
All right.
You know, but that's definitely something that you have on the plate to do. Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay.
You good, Sue?
I am good. All right, Thank you.
Well, what else is on the docket? We did the deck. We did some cleaning. Are we making cookies? We talked about chocolate chip cookies. Is that on the schedule?
I'm not a typical 77-year-old. I'm not much of a baker.
Okay.
I will lay tile before I will bake cookies.
That's awesome.
All right.
I said on the deck was my patio. Can I say Sarah Andreas, I talked to you about a year ago.
Yep.
She even offered, you don't come to Central Illinois, and so that's not necessarily good. She offered even to talk to whoever I decided on. Who does that? But
Sarah.
Sarah does.
They are fabulous. Anyway, thank you.
Well, Sue,
hold on.
Sue, there's nothing wrong with laying tile, cleaning your deck, then making chocolate chip cookies, because
I don't think it's happening, Dave.
How about making shifting sounds with your mouth? Are you into that? Is that a specialty of yours? Stick shift changing? No,
but I can drive a stick shift.
All right, there you
go. Look at that.
And I can swear halfway when there. It goofs up on a hill.
You'll fit right in with Dave.
Hang on, Sue, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Two of your Mr. Floor cleaning products of your choice. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend in El Paso, Illinois. Dan and Joliet, you got a question for Josh Herman, BMO.
Yeah, how you doing? Quick scenario. How are the banks looking at people these days buying a house when they own their own company compared to if they work for somebody else? So I work for myself.
Great question. Really what it all comes down to is income and credit.
Yeah.
Who you work for, if you own your own company.
How long?
It really doesn't matter much. Yeah.
You
that part matters as far as when a mortgage is concerned.
Yeah.
But as far as cash flow, it's really what you're showing you're making. And I would say if you're considering to buy a house and you're self-employed, you might want to, take a look at how closely your debt service is and how much debt you have out there compared to what you're looking at purchasing, seeing what the monthly payments are, and then we can assist with giving you some kind of direction
and making sure your credit is really, 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 really good.
Yes.
So that
my credit's very good, and I go through a payroll service to pay myself to keep everything on a W-2 on that end.
Perfect.
So documentation.
All right. So are you an S-corp?
No, I'm an LLC.
You're an LLC, and you own more than 25% of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. So you're considered self-employed. So you're going to have to supply any lender 2 years' worth of tax returns, or if you're a private banking client with a, like with Josh at BMO, and you've got a lot of money there, and it's less than 2 years, they'll take a look at the, I'm speaking for
your assets.
You. Yeah. I mean, they'll take a look at the overall portfolio of assets you have under house.
Yeah, right? We look at all income coming in and make a determination, you know, how much you have to service debt. But that's really what it comes down to.
All right, Danny.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Dan at Joliet. Man, we got far south as El Paso. Danny's here, is in Joliet. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Park. We're going to take a quick break. Frank, you had a question about credit that you asked both Josh and I after, as we were in the break, which I think is pertinent during the show. So somebody's pacemaker's going off. 312. What the heck was that? You hear that?
Yeah, I heard the beeps.
I don't have a pacemaker yet, so that's not me. Roy, you want to check something? 312-981-7200.
Wow.
312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WG. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Frank, you had a question, which is a great question. You have 19-year-olds working for you, and you asked what question? Go.
Yeah, so I have young kids working for me, and like I said, they decided not to go to college. They're building a career. They're making a decent income. They want to move out of mom and dad's house, right?
Yep.
So, and one of the things that we're finding is the cost of a one-bedroom apartment.
$1,500 to $2,000 a month, depending
right.
on where you're at.
Which that's tough to swing when you're also trying to, you know, start your life off, and,
sure.
and you got health insurance and car payments and whatnot. So, what advice can you give to somebody to maybe go into a one bedroom condo? Like, what steps does a young kid have to take to start their life off?
Well, you need credit, Josh.
Yeah,
everything that is the foundation, Frank, for everything.
Yep,
the landlord's going to check your credit. The management company is going to check your credit. Whoever you're renting from is going to check that person's credit, right? The tenant's credit. If you don't have any credit, you're most likely not going to get the apartment unless you co-sign for it.
Correct.
Unless you have a co-sign.
Or large down payments, you know.
Or pay 6 months in advance.
Exactly.
So your question was, how do you get credit if you don't have credit? And that's when we started the Team Hochberg Fresh Start Secured Visa MasterCard. With the help of a local credit union, out of respect to Josh, I won't say the name of the credit union, but it's a local credit union. You put up $500, you put up $1,000, you put up $2,000. We have some people putting up $2,500 to get a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using your debit card, because there's 47 million Americans out there right now that don't have any credit. 26 million Americans are credit invisible. 21 million Americans have unscorable credit. So they've got stuff in their wallets and their pocketbooks and their purses that they think is building their credit, and it's not.
Nope.
I was at the College of DuPage. I told the story last week. College of DuPage speaking in front of the police academy out there. 85 cadets, average age between the ages between 20 and 30. First question, how many of you in here use your debit card as your primary source of credit? 95% of their hands went up. These are law enforcement.
Yeah.
These are people who have jobs with police departments that they sent to the training academy to learn how to become police officers. So I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
This is the worst thing that you could possibly do. You get your debit card stolen. That scumbag could swipe you of all your cash. You'll get it back eventually, but you got to file a police report. It takes 2-3 months to get the money back. In the meantime, you've got to pay all your monthly expenses, car, rent, food, all that stuff, right? You have a credit card. You call it the credit card company. They cancel the credit card. Okay, but once you use your secured Team Hochberg Fresh Start secured Visa secured Visa credit card, every charge you make switching over from the debit card builds credit automatically. And then the other option is we always recommend them to go to Josh for your builder credit builder loan.
We have a credit builder loan that basically you set a dollar amount. I think starting point's $1,000. It goes up to $5,000. But you have a term and you make payments on it. And then a portion of those payments get set aside. So let's say it's for 24 months. You do $1,000. At the end of 24 months, that you get a $1,000 check back. Or a $5,000 check.
So whatever you put into that credit, and we've used it hundreds of times for listeners.
Yeah,
whatever you put in, they're reporting to all three credit agencies, just like the Team Hochberg Secured Fresh Start Secured Visa Card. They're reporting every charge that you make.
Yeah,
is showing up on every payment you make, and then the best part is, Josh, when you pay off the loan, you get the money back.
Yep. So minus obviously interest charges and a couple small fees, but. but the majority of it, you'll get a $1,000 check back because that's what's in the savings account for you that you build up over time as long as you stick to those terms.
That's how.
And they're two different credit. They're two different credit products. So one's a fixed vehicle, and another one's an unsecured revolving credit. So they'll help on both sides to help build your credit. And it usually takes about 2 years to qualify for most a mortgage or other lending.
Phone number if people want to reach out to you, Josh.
847-756-5512.
Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you to learn all about the wonderful products and services that your team provides, your tribe provides, what's the best number?
800-421.
You all right? You're going to make it? That was your pacemaker, wasn't it? Roy's like, that's not my pacemaker. The first sign that your pacemaker's going out is slurred speech and forgotten things. Okay, so when you start forgetting your phone number, we got problems. Start over. We'll edit that part out. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you and learn more about your service and all your products, the best number to reach at is?
800-421-7325.
All right. And then Frank, if our listeners want to reach out to you to learn about your products or employment opportunities, the best way to reach you is what?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
David, I make the best chocolate chip cookies. Where do I send them to? Just WGN Radio, 303 East Wacker, Chicago. I'd hold off 1 week. I won't be here next week. We have Dane filling in.
I'm not back for 4 weeks. So
right, as you say, hold off for 4 weeks.
Okay, 4 weeks. Or you could just send a batch every week for the next 4 weeks. Nothing will stop you there. It's 303 East Wacker, 18th floor. That's H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. I don't know what the zip code here. It's 606-something. Look it up. Thank you for the offer. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, go to 56david.com. If you want more information about the Team Hochberg Fresh Start Secured Visa Credit Card, it's 56david.com/fresh start, 56david.com/fresh start. Thanks for listening, everybody. Dane Neal will be in place, will be your host next week in place of me. Jeremy will be back from Brazil with his BBL. I'm sure he'll be talking a lot about it, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.